Hi, I'm Gina Algieri. I'm 16 years old. Today is November 30th, and I'm speaking with my partner, John Mark, who is my uncle, and we're recording this in Egg Harbor Township, New Jersey. How would you describe yourself to someone who has never met you?
Very nice, outgoing, and a good-hearted person.
Good. Tell me about your parents and what was your life like growing up?
Well, my dad wasn't really in my life. And I only had my mom and my sister. And I think that's why I like shopping now.
What was your childhood house like? Who else lived there with you? And what did your bedroom look like? I know you had a lot of houses, so you could just name, like, your favorite one.
The one on Main Street, in Toronto, Ohio.
What did it look like? What color was the outside of it?
Blue.
And what did your bedroom look like?
Little.
Little.
Till your mom moved.
And then you got your herb room?
Yeah.
Did you have a nickname growing up?
John.
How'd you get it? Who gave it to you?
I think my Aunt Tricia, because my name is John James Lee Mark.
And she still calls you that, right?
Yeah.
What was your relationship like with your parents? Did you have a good relationship with them, or did you fight with them?
I had a good relationship with my mother, and I had a good one with my real dad when I seen him.
Tell me about my mom, and were you close with her growing up? So just tell me about your sister.
Yes, I was very close to my sister. We made a pact one day that if I didn't tell on her no more, she wouldn't tell on me, and we stuck up for each other when we was grounded. Like, she wouldn't be able to watch TV or talk on the phone, and I would say that she didn't do that.
That's good.
Other than that, before that, we used to fist fight.
Are there any funny stories that people tell about you from when you were growing up?
I was very hardworking. And I used to have a lot of money in my bank account.
That's the funny stories that they would tell about you?
That's what I think.
Yeah.
That's what a lot of people bring up.
What was the worst thing that you did as a kid?
Worst thing? Probably sniffing glue and getting in trouble.
Did you like school? Why or why not?
No, I did not like school. But it was all right.
When you graduated high school, what school was that you went to? Did you go on to college or where did you go?
I graduated at EHT. And no, I did not go to college. I went right from my high school year to the Taj Mahal. They hired me.
Did you go to that beauty school too? Didn't you go there? Or
yes, I went to JVS back in Ohio right before we moved down here. But you said graduated.
Oh, graduated, so that was here. That was after junior year. And then you went to senior year in Egg Harbor Township. What's something that you're passionate about? Like, what's something that you like doing that makes you happy?
Watching TV and hanging out with my girlfriend when I have one.
Tell me about your teacher, or tell me about a teacher or another adult that had a big impact on your life growing up.
I would have to say one of my LD teachers. Because when school was over and it was summertime, she helped me out and did some schoolwork with me and taught me some more.
That's nice. What grade were you in?
I think 6th or 7th.
Was that when you lived back in Ohio?
Yes.
Can you tell me about one of your happiest memories? What's something that sticks out to you?
When I turned 16, got my driver's license, and I was working, and I had enough money to buy my own car, my own motorcycle, and I was paying my own stuff.
Dang, you were a baller. Can you tell me about one of your most difficult moments in life?
When I got in trouble with my ex, something I shouldn't did, but I went through a window and I was in jail for a while, for 6 months.
Can you tell me about some of the most important lessons that you learned in life? It was probably in result to that, right?
Well, it could be that, and then my mom teaching me how to do chores and all that and be a man.
That's good. Tell me about the best or the worst person that you've ever worked with in any of the jobs that you've had. With someone that you really liked or someone that, like, you really hated and couldn't stand.
Maybe Johnny Sanders. I was a carpenter, and he was my boss, and I really liked him.
That's good. Do you still talk to him now, ever?
Yes.
Are there any lessons that your work life has taught you?
That you should get to your job on time. It's really important.
Are there any classic jokes, stories, or songs that are important to our family that you can share with me?
I don't know. No jokes. But stories. No. It was nice on the holidays and stuff. Us all getting together and seeing each other.
Yeah. Are there any songs that are important to our family?
I don't think so.
No. Are there any traditions that have been passed down through our family, and can you tell me about them if there are? Maybe just getting together for the holidays, right?
Yeah.
Oh, and what game?
We all like to get together on Thanksgiving.
And what game do we like to play that has been in our family for... It's always the first game that we go to.
Connect Four?
No.
Kings in a Corner?
Mm-mm.
Grandma taught me that
when
one.
You go like this. I love that. And then you all have sheets?
Oh. What is that called? Yahtzee?
Yep.
Yeah, that's the other grandma. But Kings in a Corner, great-grandma taught me that. I love that game.
Really? Can you tell me about the dumbest thing that you've ever done in your life?
Okay. You're my fake brother.
The TV just turned on, but we're back.
What was the question again?
Can you tell me about the dumbest thing that you ever did in your life?
Sniffing glue. Hanging out with my friends and trying to fit in.
Good. So you would say, is that some advice that you would give me to not try and fit in?
Yes, be your own person.
Can you tell me how much your dog means to you? And the story of how you got him and what his name is? Just tell me all about him.
My mom used to breed dogs. And she had a puppy. And my stepdad's daughter's kid came over and named him Fatty because he was the biggest one. And my mom kept on saying I should get him, but I wasn't sure if I could because I have sleep apnea and I'm not up a lot. And she surprised me at Christmas and gave me him. And I love him to death. That's He's nice. My baby.
What's his name? Oh, yeah, Fatty. Fatty. Does your sleep apnea affect your relationship with him as much as you thought it would?
At first it did, but...
Now you guys are on the same routine, right?
Yeah, it's pretty much. And he's up my butt, so... He waits for me to get up and take him out and all that.
Do you like how attached she is to you?
Yes, I love it.
What are your thoughts about God?
Some people say they believe in him. Some people say they don't. I really don't know. I'm like in the middle. I believe if there was one, why does he let so many bad things happen? But then they say in the Bible, he forgives all at the end. So, I don't know about, like, heaven and hell. So, I don't know. I'm still in the middle.
Still deciding. Have you ever had a profound religious or spiritual experience? So, experience with God or an experience with, like, ghosts or something. And can you tell me about it?
I don't think so. No. That I can remember.
Have you ever seen grandma experience stuff with ghosts? Or have had the same things happen to you?
I think grandma has. I heard stories, but not with me.
What are you most grateful for?
To have a good family. To be a loving person, and to have my baby Fatty.
Can you tell me about one of your happiest memories?
When I was in high school, and I was working 3 jobs, and still going to school, and bringing all that money in.
What does money mean to you?
It means life. You can go out and get the stuff that you want. You can earn. And you're not asking people for stuff.
You've been staying with us for a while. How has it impacted your life? And how do you feel about it?
It has been nice, but I miss home in Ohio. Don't miss the really, really cold weather and the snow. But other than that, it's been pretty nice.
Has it changed your life at all?
I guess because I was in my bedroom a lot before watching TV, and I get up and do things around here. Not that I didn't back there, but seems like I do more here.
Yeah. Is it different living with young people and not grandparents?
Yeah. Because I'm still up at like 7 o'clock in the morning when you and your mom are getting up, and I can hear you guys out there.
So, and what is it like at home with grandma and grandpa?
They stay up real late and watch TV, and then they get up around, I think, 10 or 11. Sometimes Ken gets up earlier.
So do you see them when you guys are both up late at night at home?
Yes.
Yeah? Has that made your relationship with them stronger?
I come out and talk to them for a little bit. Then I go back. Mom don't understand why I watch the same TV shows, but I don't watch them with them. But that's because Ken fast forwards them and he misses the beginning. He never stops it in the right time.
Who's your favorite family member? And you don't have to say me, just because I'm recording you. But who do you seem to have, like, fun times with? Or who, like, when you visit them, do you, like, really enjoy the time?
I would say you and Marla. I have fun times with both of you.
Do you think it's because we're both the youngest and that you like to have fun with us because we're young and goofy?
Yeah.
Who can you relate to most in the family?
Relate to? I guess Grandma, my mother. Because a lot of things that she does, I do. Like, I never knew that she hums. And my ex used to say, I do that. And then I finally, when I start living with them, caught myself doing it. We was right next to each other, and I was like, holy mackerel.
If you won the lottery, what's the first thing that you would do?
Buy a house.
What would you put in your house? And what kind of house would you want? And where would it be at? What state?
I don't know. Maybe New Jersey. Either New Jersey or Ohio. I don't think anywhere else. And the first thing I put in it, I don't know. Probably all my junk I accumulated through the years.
What was it like coming back to, back with us and when we went to Florida right after you got out of jail?
Coming back or being there?
Like, being back, like, seeing us again after jail.
It was a totally different life change again. Back to, like, the regular things. And not walking around the cell, like, 24/7.
Did any of your relationships with our family members change after?
No, I think they were still the same.
Stay the same. Did any of your opinions on things change after jail and meeting people in jail?
I think I have a shorter temper, and I don't deal with as much as I used to. And I made a promise to me that I wouldn't let a girl walk over me again like that.
That's good. If you could get any other pets besides Fatty, what would you get?
Probably a cat. I like cats and dogs.
What would you name the cat?
Don't know what I would name it.
Would you name it Skinny?
Depends on what it looked like and what it reminded me of.
When you're living with us, you take care of our dogs, your dog, and our lizard. How do you like it?
It's all right. They have to eat to stay surviving.
Is it different from it just being you and Fatty? Different having the other dogs in here?
It's a little bit different. Like, Bishop wants attention, so Fatty's on one side, Bishop's on the other side.
Does he get jealous?
Not usually, but sometimes he does. And then Athena comes on and gets on the thing in front of me.
How would your life be different if you didn't have animals in your life?
I probably wouldn't feel the love as much that my dog shows me.
What's your favorite thing to do outside of watching TV in the house?
And take my dog for a ride. Because me and him both love the car and going for rides and seeing stuff.
What's your favorite thing to eat?
SOS, or we have a restaurant back in Ohio that has a salad, fries, and steak on it. You have to try it. It's the best.
Can you tell me about some of your favorite things in Ohio?
Favorite things in Ohio. Going to the parks, going to the mall, and going to the stores and looking at stuff.
Do you have any memories of me that stick out, like when I was younger, to you?
Not really. Just you being small and walking around and stuff.
Do you remember us visiting you at your apartment in Atlantic City?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. I remember when you would come over and I'd be so scared because you'd flip me upside down and tickle me really hard.
Oh, I guess about swinging you guys. He used to swing you around.
Yeah. Remember when you popped the turtle in our pool? The floaty?
No.
Does that sound like something that you would do?
Probably. I do this stuff.
Thanks for letting me interview. Is there anything else that you would like to tell everyone about you?
You're a very good person, good-hearted, and you should get a good grade for this.
Thank you. Love you.
Love you too.
Bye.